back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Natalie Willis, standing in for your regular host, Amanda Coulson, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Please don't forget that you can also listen to the whole show if you miss it, or even if you just want to hear it again, by going to the NAGB's website, www.nagb.org.bs. Go to the Learn menu, scroll down to Blank Canvas, and you can find all the archive shows there. And please, while you're there, also check out our calendar to see what events are coming up at the NAGB. And last thing, don't forget that the NAGB is free every Sunday from now until the end of December. It's also actually free every day from now until the end of December, my bad guys, because we're including this sort of free admission as part of our outreach and part of our We Got You mental wellness campaign. And art's been proven to be really good for people. Just in terms of your wellness, your humanity, and I think we need a lot of that right now. So we just had Chantal Bethel share some goodness on our upcoming relief-centered exhibition at Hillside House, opening Thursday, November 14th, at what time again?
6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock. Yes. All right, at Hillside House. It's on Cumberland Street. It's absolutely gorgeous little grounds and a nice little space. So I think definitely if you're in the mood to see some hopeful work, to buy something really beautiful that also goes towards the Grand Bahama Children's Home, I say go for it. Plus, you know, it's nice to, like, chill with good people. The art community is real friendly, so, like, please get yourself out there. So next in the studio, we have Jody Minnis, who's going to be sharing how she decided to use her skills to engage the art community for relief efforts in her own way. So, Jody, tell me a little bit about yourself first, and then we're going to dig into the humanitarian vibes.
Hi.
Hey, Jody.
Like Nat said, I'm a Jane of all trades, so yes. I am an interdisciplinary artist, a curator, and a writer sometimes, based here in Nassau, and yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
Yes. You also, like, you know, you've been through UB, you've also been through the University of Tampa, you know, studied under Kendra Forup, and part of that kind of beautiful lineage of women artists,
yes,
of which you are a part, so I think it's pretty... Pretty boss, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, maybe tell me a bit about Alleviate, because I know you to be the kind of woman who just boldly goes forward into something, anything. It's just like, we gonna make this work. So, yeah, tell me about the art auction.
Right after the hurricane, I think the day after when the All Clear was given, I went to New Providence Community Church to volunteer. Mm. And since then, I just, like, kept volunteering wherever I could have lended myself. I wasn't working at the time, so I thought that the best thing I could give is of myself and of my time. Mm. And then I had to stop, and I questioned about the sustainability of what I was doing from that position. And I thought about how best could I use my gifts to assist with Hurricane Dorian relief efforts. My grandfather was born in Abaco, and my mother spent majority of her formative summers in Abaco. I still have family there.
That's crazy. So you feel this just as much as everybody else. I think that's the thing as well, is, like, this storm has, like, shown everybody you can't be divided on it. Like, we all feel this, even if, like,
it's
it
all
feels
relative,
normal.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Feels it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, so, and I had, like, family members who were first responders after the storm as well. So, just taking all of that in, considering it, and trying to figure out what is something that could be a long-lasting thing. Because what happens is you have this, like, burst of energy and this burst of momentum for relief efforts. Mm-hmm. And then slowly but surely everybody goes back to normalcy. But then we realize that normalcy isn't normal anymore. So Alleviate Art came out of trying to build something sustainable so that we already have a system in place, so if something we're not reactive but we're proactive in a way. So we hosted our first art auction on October 6th at the National Art Gallery. We had about I think maybe about 20 artists or so participate, and we raised about $3,000,
which is insane, because
I'm so very grateful for the persons who came and who supported, and those proceeds will be divided and sent to, as well, the Grand Bahama Children's Home and the Green Turtle Key Foundation, And I thought that it was important for me to ask persons who were in the storm which organizations that I should donate, we should donate to. And those two names came up. So that's how we're moving forward. And Felice Roberts has worked very closely with me in just trying to figure it all out so that it's, so that we're like 100% transparent, so that we are, what's the word? But like a serious nonprofit. You know what I mean?
And I feel you.
I think that too, we artists are very charitable here. Like we always donate work to charitable efforts.
Exactly.
So I was just thinking about what is for us, by us in this space, so that, you know, we're living in a time of climate change where anything is inevitable at this point. So how do we get to a place where we are, we have this money, and then it's like, okay, cut this check, send it there. Like, that's the kind of position that I want us to be in. We're still forming it properly, but I'm glad that we did the first iteration of it, so that when 2020 rolls around, we'd be able to roll out with more events. And
so you definitely plan on like doing again like in the new year, which is
brilliant. Oh yeah, definitely,
because the relief anger, like, you know, the need for it's not gonna stop you know, after Christmas. I think that's the thing, is like, I think a lot of people, like we said before, is like, you know, because people think that they're getting back to their normal in Nassau, it's like, it's not really, because like, we all like see what's happening on the roads. Like, you know, it's a certain kind of tension, because it's like a sudden influx of people. Nassau already was like overcrowded, you know, and then you're dealing with like, you know, people who are trying to like, trying to scramble and scrape together like some kind of life again.
Yeah.
And it's just,
and then even
madness.
Like, in, I see it so much in my personal life, like, where like, we have an apartment on rent now to someone who was displaced from Abaco, but we've had like maybe like 10 people in the space of like 2 weeks come and knock on my door like, hey, are you renting this? Hey, are you renting this? And you know, then you see like family members have like a new person in their space. And I just think that, you know, we have to be mindful of the fact that, you know, we can't be selfish in this time. We can't be you can't just think about ourselves. Like, you have to think about the other person and continuously from this point on consider someone else in our daily lives. And
absolutely,
this is one way that I feel like artists can do this. One of many avenues, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Because I think that's the thing, is like, we all see like the, you know, the sort of tropes about like struggling artists and like everything else, but like, the one thing that we always do have to give is work. And it's like, you can make work cheaply, but it's worth so much more.
Yeah,
like, because you put your creativity and your effort into it. So it's just kind of what I'm, what I found personally like really kind of brilliant about the auction that you organized, is the fact that you brought together these two sets of networks from all the different kinds of work that you do, right? So it's like, you had this network of artists who were just like, Jody asked me to be a part of this, of course I can be a part of this. And then you also had like different people who would be like would-be collectors, people who just wanted to support, people who maybe weren't originally collectors but are like, I like art, I want to like, you know, try and like do something for Hurricane Relief. And like, it was just kind of a magical meshing of things.
Yeah, and people want to help, you know, but for I think too that we have to give people creative ways to assist, because not everybody, I know for sure that not everybody could have donated a piece of work, but those persons who didn't, they came and they helped assist with putting on auction, and those who couldn't do that, they're like, okay, well, I'll make a flyer for you. And then, you know, so I've had like persons from Miami, persons from Canada, persons from Georgia, all through the US and the UK, like
all the diaspora,
like, hey, how can I help? And I'm like, hold on, wait, I'm gonna let you know.
Exactly.
You know, so,
I know.
Yeah, I think that it was awesome. It felt good. I just, we just really need to cut the checks now.
Yeah, I know. And just get that out.
Get that out.
Completely understood. So, there
I'm
for sure, for sure.
Yeah,
it's just kind of beautiful, because like, I mean, in any kind of case, it's like what the NAGB wanted to be able to support, and what we've seen is like, you know, anybody can try and find a way to help. So it's like, just like how some people are like, I don't have nothing, but like, I could give of you like my body, I could lift stuff, right? Like, the art community's kind of been showing up in crazy kind of beautiful ways, and it's kind of brilliant to see. So where would you, and I hope this isn't too cheeky to ask, where would you ideally want to have the auction next?
I think that I would create, or I'm looking to create a partnership with the NADB to keep it there, because it centralizes things. The NADB has like a reputable reputation within the community, and they also have access to another set of persons in another market that I personally don't have at this time. So
I feel you.
I'm hoping, because Amanda's been really great.
Oh yeah, no, we got you.
Yeah.
No, that's a given. That's a given.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Oh, I'm glad. Yes. I like that. Who were was there any sort of surprises?
Thierry Lamar.
Really?
Yes.
Because it's just like, what, Terry? Like, you just like, yep, I just can drop this right here for you?
Yeah. Like, I put the call out, and I think someone shared it with him. And then he emailed me and was like, hey, I saw this. How can I help?
So having him reach out to you instead of going directly to him was like a whoo.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's awesome. Do this. Thank you. And his work was one of the first pieces that sold. So
that's the thing. He's very, very, like, he has really good commercial success.
Yeah, so.
For sure.
I was amazed by that. I had
bless him.
It was so weird. I was leaving the gallery. I don't even think I was supposed to be at the gallery that day, but this lady stopped me. She's like, hey, they tell me you're Jody. And I was like, yes, ma'am.
Like, who tell you my name, first of all?
And she's like, yeah, this is my friend, and he has this work, and I want you to see it because we saw something in the paper about this auction, and we want to donate the work to the auction. And I was like, okay, no problem. And he like pulled out this beautiful oval piece of a lighthouse. Aww. And it is so special. And I was like, wow. She's like, do you want it?
Is that the same one from the branding? Or was there not? Or no, it was a clapboard.
It was another one. Yeah, and his name is Dylan Pyram.
Okay, very cool. See, new names too for me, yes, which I think is a great thing.
And he's like, I just paint in my room. I keep all of my paintings, but we thought that we should donate for this cause, and that really warmed my heart. And it was sold too, so I was like, yay!
Yes! Because I mean, like, you know, lighthouses right now have a whole other kind of like iconic status really for us, I think, for sure. That's kind of amazing. So do you have anything else like possibly planned for the new year? Are you like, or is it secret things?
Oh, secret things.
Secret things?
Great things. I have a show at Hillside in January 2020. I'm curating an exhibition.
Sweet.
Yeah, Piaget
In good
Moss.
Company with Chantal. There you go.
Yes, Hillside is a great space. Yeah, what? Piaget Moss.
Nice.
Yes, Avery Wright, Matthew Ramming, Edwin Simonette, and Drew Wheat.
Sweet.
Yeah, so just thinking about how our level of involvement with the orange economy, thinking about cultural tourism and what just analyzing it, dissecting it, and trying to really move forward to think, is this the direction that we really want to go in?
For sure, especially in this moment of, hey guys, you need to visit the Bahamas more than ever, because it's like, you know, and it's like, ooh, it's like, that feels a bit like these two islands are out of commission, but like, you could just take all these other ones.
The graphics that they've been producing.
I know. And it's hard.
Abaco and Freeboard blanked out. It's like, what is
I know, because it's like, it's not that we don't understand like the place that we're living in and how that's like very much a reality, because if we don't have the tourism, like, we're stuck.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's just like, so we just go right as often. Like,
right.
Oh, this place don't exist right now.
I feel like there's a certain sensitivity.
Yeah, exactly.
We need an airport.
For exactly.
To see us.
Because, I mean, I don't know if anybody been, but Grand Bahama Airport is not. It's just not right now.
It's not there.
It's tense. It's kind of insane. Anyway, sorry to end on that somber note. We're going to have a short break. Please stay with us, and please stay tuned into Guardian Radio 96.9. You're listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community, and we'll be right back.